I'm Katie Clark. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Our program today focuses on Africa, and in the next few minutes, we're going to hear about women in Africa. Women's lives vary greatly throughout the continent. Some are in polygamous relationships. In South Africa, for instance, people are wondering who the country's new first lady will be. The man who will most likely be president, Jacob Zuma, currently has two wives. Another issue that women all over Africa face is sexual harassment. That's a big problem in Egypt, on the continent's northern end. Women's rights campaigners there are calling for new laws to deal with harassment. And some women are taking their security into their own hands, as the BBC's Christian Fraser reports from Egypt.
In the dojo of a poor working-class suburb of Cairo, Egypt's women are fighting back. Dressed in karate uniforms, tracksuits and headscarves, they're learning how to fend off an assailant. In this male-dominated society, it's unusual to see women sparring with men. But such is the concern over the increasing incidence of sexual harassment that the number attending this class grows every month. 14-year-old Shaza Saeed is one of the class's new recruits.
I had a situation that made me want to come to the class. I was on my way home from school and was attacked, and I didn't know what to do. I learned how to defend myself in any situation, so I'm not afraid anymore. Every girl should come to self-defense because she could be in a difficult situation herself.
At the back of the gym, mothers, some dressed in burqas, look on with admiration. The instructor, Redo Fati, says it's now incumbent on every woman to learn how to protect themselves from the unwelcome advances of Egyptian men.
Girls face many problems, so we give them tools to make sure they can defend themselves in the street to improve their self-confidence. One of our girls was molested at the bus stop, so she used the kicks she had learned and defended herself until the police came.
Sexual harassment is not usually a topic openly discussed here, but a recent survey by the Egyptian Centre for Women's Rights has lifted the lid on an alarming trend. Of just over 2,000 women questioned, 83% of Egyptian women said they'd encountered some form of harassment. Even more startling, almost two-thirds of the men they surveyed freely admitted that at one time or another they had abused women. The author of the report, Nihad Komsan, said too often in Egyptian society it's the woman who is blamed for dressing provocatively.
Most of people say if women dressed in a certain way will not have sexual harassment in our society. And when we ask women which type of wear she wear at the moment she harassed, more than 70% were veiled women, already have veil in the and the conservative dress. This was very important for us to show the society that it's not acceptable to blame victims from any crime.
So sexual. It's nothing to do with the dress?
No, no.
Egyptian women rarely report these attacks to avoid public embarrassment or dishonour to their family. In any case, there's usually very little sympathy shown by the police. But in a landmark case in October, a judge handed down a 3-year sentence to a man who groped a young woman's breasts as he drove alongside her. The first real sign, perhaps, that the problem is finally being recognised. This is the office of Teen Stuff magazine. Last May, they began a campaign against sexual harassment targeted at both boys and girls called Respect Yourself. Eventually, this campaign was transferred to Facebook, and so far, it's attracted over 50,000 people. 17-year-old Mona, who worked on the campaign, says she was surprised by the response.
One of the things that really surprised me was when they asked guys what they would do if they saw a girl being harassed, was that they said if she wasn't dressed conservatively, they would actually harass the girl with the guy that was harassing her. They would actually contribute to the harassment. So, but it has influenced what I wear when I go down the street, because if I know I'm going to get into a car and someone's going to give me a lift or something, then maybe I'm going to dress the way I want. But if I know that I'm going to have to walk a block or two, it's definitely going to influence my choices.
In Egypt, people are getting married much later in life because they can't afford it, which means often men are not sexually active until their late 30s. 17-year-old Omar, who also worked on the campaign, believes it's men taking out their frustrations on women that has led to this sudden rise in harassment cases.
I think guys are oppressed nowadays, I don't know. But...
And that leads to frustration?
Yeah, frustration, then they take it out to the streets, to the girls on the streets and everything.
Do you think other guys do enough to stop it?
Well, it should happen. It is starting to happen after our campaign. They definitely should act, but they're not. They're not acting.
It's clear that among some young people there is revulsion, that sexual harassment appears to be growing. There's new legislation passing through Parliament aimed at tackling the problem. But the women in the karate class say it will require a more concerted effort and a backlash from men themselves if they're to win on the street the honour and respect they're afforded in the dojo.
For The World, I'm Christian Fraser in Cairo.